Okay. Okay, so today is the last shiur of the what we call the Basar B'Cholov component, which means Basar B'Cholov together with Hechsher Kelim and Pasakum and Bishalakum. And Rez Hashem, I'll give you now this whole week and next whole week to do Chazara. And then after Shavuos, the Monday after Shavuos, there'll be a Bechina. You can sign up with Rabbi Tuchman to take the Bechina. And then that following Tuesday, we will begin the June component of Yardea, which will be Shechita, Melicha, and assorted other topics as well. So today we're going to do Bishul Akum. The Rambam writes, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Tes, Yisham Dvar Machayim, Osru Osom Chacham, Achol Pi She'ein Li Surin Iker Min HaTorah. There's certain things that Chachamim Asid, Kedei Lisrachek Min HaAkum. So you should stay away from Goyim. And Shalom Yis'arvu Behen Yisrael V'yavolu Dechastas. And if you come to mingle with the Goyim, you come eat their food. Then your next Goyish neighbor next door cooks very good, and you come to eat with them, and then you might come to marry into the family, because food is a very powerful vehicle to bring people together, right? Rashi says the Chumash lo selech Rachel b'amecha, that they would eat together, and that would, you know, give over the information, whatever. So one of the things is also lishto simam afil mochem shei locha shliyan nes, also lechal pitam, that we did, o bishuleim. You can't eat their cooked foods. Afil mochem shei locha shliyan, even in a place where you could not be choshesh for their giulehen, it's not treif. You don't have to be worried. It's kosher food, but it was cooked by a goy. So it's still awesome. And that's the Mishnah here on Lamed Hei Amud Beis, on page 2. What are these things? Etc. And then he says, "Ashlokos." Those are cooked items. Rashi says, "Kol davar shebishlo avichachovim afil b'litor kikulu mishum chasnus." Because everything is mishum chasnus. The shlokos are cooked items. So the cooked items, shukhasnas, shouldn't eat them. Rabbi Ganach likes to point out there's another Rashi that says a different pshat. If you look on page 3, Rashi says, "Kapar midrabon shel Yisrael rogel etzel b'machol mishta yechlenu dover tome." Rashi gives another reason. Not only mishum chasnas is because we're afraid that even though it's kosher food, he might, in the course of giving him the kosher food, he might give some non-kosher food. And the Gemara along Zayin Amud Bey says, "Ashlokos menani mili amar b'chi bar abam rabbi Yochanan amar kro ochel b'kesef tashbireini yachalti mayim b'kesef titen li lishosisi kemayim mamayim shelo nishtanu af ochel shelo nishtane." That it has to be like water. Just like water, there's no change. You get water, and then you drink it. So too, the only food you can get from a goy is food that wasn't changed. So it quotes it from a pasuk. And then the Gemara says in the end that no, it's really not a din daraisa. It's only Ela Midrabanan, the top line. And Lamed Chesem and Aleph. Midrabanan across Machta Baalma. The Tosis is Medayik, and the fact that they had a havamina that it was a pasuk midvayt al muda ober rabbi Natan
Mit der Beit am Lude beschlockes, wir gesagt, mit der Reise, ich schäme gesehre Kadmonesi. Lo nixra ima pass.
There's maybe, in other words, the fact that there's a havamina that it's a din deraisa implies that it was a very early, early gzeira. It was a very early gzeira. And that's why they thought maybe it was even deraisa went back so long. But the Gemara says, no, it's very early, but it's not a deraisa. It's only a derabana.
Now, the two basic
there's two basic halachas regarding Rishalakum. Take a look on Lamed Chesed Aleph, page 3, second line.
Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak bar Rav, Kol HaNechal Chamol Shehu Chai, Eimu Mishum Bishalachum.
If it's anything you could eat raw, say you can eat a carrot, you could eat it raw. So if a guy cooks a carrot, it's not Bishalachum, since you could eat the carrot raw, so even if he cooks it, it's not Bishalachum.
So that's number one. Number two, Amar, fifth line, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Kol she'enu nechal al shulchan melochim laf is bo es hapas ein bo mishum bishulachim.
So it has to be something that is eaten al shulchan melochim, which one could say that the kings will eat it at their banquets. We'll have to see if that's what it really means. But the Gemara says another statement. It has to be something, Shulchan Melachim Lafez Bo'os HaPas, which simple reading means that you eat it together with bread. So if it's something that you wouldn't eat together with bread, maybe it wouldn't be, that's one of the discussions of the whole discussion what the heter is for coffee. Can you have coffee that was, made by a goy? So one possible leniency is that maybe it's not malafes bo'os hapas. So it's not to get eaten together with the pas.
So Gemara says, what's the nafkemina between these two? My benai, ik benai dogim ketanim v'ardi v'daisa. So Rashi says, dogim ketanim v'ardi v'daisa, ein echolim chayim, they're not eaten raw. So therefore, there's no heter according to the man Omar Kol Shenechol Chai. But on the other hand, so there will be also from that perspective. But on the other hand, ain't only Shulchan Melachim. They're not eaten on Shulchan Melachim. Lishna Kami Yesh Behem Mishum Bishulei Akum. Lishna Basra Shari.
So those are the. Now, if you look at the Rambam, how he presents it, on page 5, in Halacha Tezvav.
So
So the question is, it's totally on what you would invite someone to your house to eat. But you wouldn't invite someone to your house to eat something cheesy, you know. It has to be something of chashivas. So something that's all al shulchan malachim is something that you would invite someone, because you're not going to marry him for, you know, if they know how to cook some substandard food. It has to be something chashiv, they could cook a nice steak or something like that. You invite someone over to your house for that. You know, so then, yeah. There's a famous story, Rav Shechter said over, I heard it also from Rav Schwab directly, when Rav Schwab met the Chazon Ish, so he was speaking about, I think, like, different like type of fish, so maybe sardines or something like that, whether it's a Shiloh Bishal Akum. And so Chazon Ish said, well, the king would eat it for breakfast. In other words, he's saying it doesn't have to be that he would eat it necessarily at the state dinner, but if he eat it for breakfast, that would also be considered all shulchan malachim. But it seems from the Rambam that it's all totally on what somebody would invite someone else to his house for. I don't know, I mean, today you would invite someone to serve tuna fish at your house, right? You would invite someone for tuna fish. Yeah, Shalashudas, right, all the time, right? So you always have what Rav Abadi said, the kula could be, is that things that are made, because all, you know, the tuna fish and these things are bishul, not by Israel, bishul akum. So Rav Abadi thought, said that the kula is that things that are done in a factory are not bishul akum. So, because there's no iskarvus or whatever. So.
Wait, I'm confused. We said shulchan malachim here, but now the Rambam extends it to anyone, even your friend? We're saying tuna.
Well, he's saying that really it's a din in your friend, but the shulchan malachim is something that all the shulchan malachim is something that you will give to your friend. That's what he's saying.
Not.
Yeah.
To me, tuna is not.
Right, I don't know. Right, the canned tuna, right. They wouldn't serve it at a state dinner. It's cheesy stuff. But we would invite people over.
So that's what the Gemara meant. Yes.
Yeah. Right. So the real reason, the ikar reason is the chasness.
Okay.
The ikar reason is the chasness. Okay, then we have a discussion. What if the Jew did some of the cooking and the guy did some of the cooking? So what does that make it? That's the whole sugi here. On page 4. And Lama Kassar's base. The boy, second line, the boy, who near Akum, the Hofer Israel Mao. And then now we use Kavachom, Gomer Biad Akum, Wutter, Gomer Biad Israel, or Kolshaki. Then the commissioner says, Amar, 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 Yochan, Amar, 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 Yochan, Benching Nichol, the Kacham of Hofer Israel, Benching Nichol, the Kacham of Kachovim, Wutter, in also she had the Kolosov, Gomer Biad Kachovim. So it's Mashma that as long as the Jew had some involvement, it would be okay. It's only also if the guy did put the food on the fire and also did the, the stoking. So if you see in the Rashba, page 7. So the Rashi Shita is Hinich Ovechachovim Vigia Machmas Masav Mamachal Ben Dusoy Afel Pisha Boyisrael Vagomar Bishula Horeza Osir Pisha Koshi Gil Machal Ben Dusoy Rehu Kimavushal. Right? So if the guy cooked it to Machal Ben Dusoy, quite a half, a third cooked, that's it. Then even if the guy Yisrael finishes it off, it's still also Mishum Bishalachim. That's the Rash Peshitta. And some say, some point out, Rabbi Willick has an article, David Miller has an article, all the different articles. Other people point out the Rash Peshitta in Hilchos Shabbos, where he says that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, as soon as it gets to Machal Ben Josai, then you're already saying Bishul Achar Bishul. So that's what the Torah Sabai Sa Oruch on page 8 in the bottom. Boy, we nich nachri fachal Yisrael mal. I'm a nachem v'yitzka kam choma gomer yarach nachri muta gomer Yisrael kol shekein. Vid nanami amar amar chamar mev yochan amar mula amar av acha bar achan amar yochan and ben shi nich nachri fachal v'hifach bo Yisrael ben shi nich Yisrael fachal bo nachri muta v'in rosa shi tehi hanachasav gomer b'yad nachri. Because of Rach Zal Sugim, the Shmaitz and Nochi Shalachach Bosha Shal Yisrael Venosal Al Gabi Or, in the Spashal Kamachal Ben Dushoi Osir. Avogam Shadig Ber Bidyad Yisrael. Aval Nol Spashal Kamachal Ben Dushoi is Mutter. But so the Yisrael has to get it in before it's Machal Ben Dushoi. So that Gemara that says that Yisrael finishes it off, it's okay. It's only if he does it before Machal Ben Dusoy. But once it's Machal Ben Dusoy, then it's no good. If you look in the Rush, however, on page 10, it says, "V'yisi misha osa tavshil b'shabishlu akum k'machal ben dusoy v'gomer Yisrael." That's the Rashba. If you ask me, "Shorin hecha shabishlu Yisrael k'machal ben dusoy v'gomer akum," and his raya is because if Yisrael. Because the din is that if Yisrael cooks it Machal Ben Dusoy, it's mutter. Right? So if Yisrael cooks it Machal Ben Dusoy, it's mutter. So then the Rash will learn from there that if a guy cooks it, the Machal Ben Dusoy, then it's awesome. Because if Yisrael cooks it, that's this Gemara on page 3. The Gemara says, "Beferish, Amar Avasi, Amar Yochan, Kol Shu K'Machal Ben Dusoy, Ein Bo Mishum Bishalakum." If once it's Machal Ben Dusoy, there's no Bishalakum. So the Rash derives from there that if Yisrael cooks it to Machal Ben Dusoy, it's okay. So then when the guy does it, then it's too late for Yisrael to get involved anymore. And that's the raya. But the Rush wants to slug up the raya by saying that no, Lina the Lahakel Asuk in Vush of Lola Hakmer. In other words, Lahakel. In other words, the din of Machal Ben Yisrael is Lahakel, that if the Jew cooked a Machal Ben Yisrael, then the guy can't affect it anymore. It's not going to become Asub Shem Mishalakim. But if the guy did it to Machal Ben Yisrael, then the Jew could still finish off. So that's the machlokis here between the Rashba and the Rosh.
The Rashba quotes that one, I guess?
Yeah. Page 7. So therefore the same things. So how does it say? Let's see how it appears in Shulchan Aruch. First in Halacha Vav, Sivav, it says, Kol shebishlo Yisrael ma'at, bishulo bein betchilo bein besof, mutar fichich minich v'chachavim basa, v'gedero gabi eish, v'chafach Yisrael, v'basa, whereas if the Jew flipped the meat, but it was stirred the meat, so it's going to be mutter. But then he says on Halacha Test, page 19, in Bishlo v'kachav k'machal ben Yisrael v'gomer Yisrael yesh lasor. That's the Rashba. Elam kein hu erev Shabbos erev Yontif or sheyesh hefsed meruba. And the Rosh says, the Ramah says, V'yesh matirim b'chol inyan. That it's still good. But the other halacha is saying, but before Machal ben Yisrael, if the Jew flips it around, the stirs, that's also called cooking, and that would be okay. So cooking, so if you look in the Rambam, Okay. in the Shulchan Aruch then. In Zion, page 18. Ein Shkiras Hatonim Lelis El Bepas Aval Shar Hamizbash Lemen Shkiras Hatonim Lod Lokas Eish Malo Morid El Anocha Davka. So he says over here that for Bishul Akum, the way the Mechaber says over, that goes to Ran, was the Rashbo. Only works if you put, Bishul Akum means you put the food on the fire, or you flip it around. You have to do something to the Ochel. But by Pasakum, we said that even if you light the fire, it's good. Or flip, or you put a kisim in the fire, is good. But the Mechaber Paskins, like those Rishonim, that say that that doesn't work, on page 18, that doesn't work for Bishul Akum. That Bishul Akum means to put the food on the fire, or flip the food around. That's on the Mechaber Paskins. V'yesh Cholkin, says the Ramah, usvir lehu, dad lokesh eish, Ochita gecholam mahani leinian bishul kumol leinian pas. Right, whereas by pas we said it works. Right, we discussed. We've been discussing the machlokas rishonim, the Ran and the others. But by pas we paskin that it works. We don't hold like that Ran that said it's tolay on who the bailam of the dough. So, but the Ramah says it does. You can light the fire. That helps. Light the fire. So according to the Mechaber, it's a very big chumrah, because a lot of restaurants and other places. So the people who do the cooking are not on Gentiles. So they get the mashkiach to turn on the fire in the morning. And then the goyim do the cooking. So according to the Ramah, that's okay. That's not Bishul Akum. But according to the Mechaber, that's mamish Bishul Akum. So a lot of places would be all the good according to the Ramah, and not good according to the Mechaber. Yeah.
He's only saying the first food item. You mean cook the rest of the day? You only have to do. It's not every food item has to be.
I don't understand what you said.
Meaning, if you're cooking the whole day, then the Bishul Akum, you only have to flip the first food of the day.
Whose sheet are you doing?
According to the Shulchan Aruch.
Shulchan Aruch means.
Do you have to adjust every single food item?
Every single food item that goes on the whole day has to be put on by a Jew, or flipped by a Jew. The whole day, from 9 till close up time.
According to the Ramah.
According to the Ramah, it's very good.
You only have to turn the fire just at the beginning.
The beginning, if it's
there's a big gap, obviously.
If you turn off the fire each time, then you need a Jew to turn it on each time.
Right. But once you leave, if the fire stays,
it's
right.
So it's a big. So the Sfarim is not so simple. The Sfarim is not so simple. So a real diehard Sfardi will eat in a place that's Bishul Yisrael, Dafka, according to his standard. Yeah.
I'm just wondering how this the best the problem. The Jew stirs and then leaves. And then the guy is going to invite a Jew to his meal. Well, how is this helping? What is this doing to combat the problem of cosmos? He's going to stir the food, leave the house, and invite the Jew for dinner.
Yeah.
How does that help it?
Right, but since there was some type of involvement, it wasn't totally his food, his cooking. So Chazal said that was enough.
Because we learned from the Chazal.
In other words, you would like to be more machmir than the. Right, okay, I understand. You'd like to be more machmir than even the Mechaber.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's nice. Right, okay, but so the Mechaber just had some, Yeah. No, but you're saying, Okay, so there are coolers that are invoked to try to help the Sephardic Jewry so they can come to a wedding that has a little, It's in our day and age, it's like that. It didn't always have to be this way. What can I tell you? So, let's see. There's a couple of coolers that maybe some poskim mitzaref the coolers together and make like Rav Avadya Yosef, Rav Abadi, like make some type of sfeika of sorts to try to make some type of cooler for the Sephardim. Okay. So one idea is the concept of shvachos. What if the maid servants, there is, there could be a difference between when your neighbor is cooking food and when your Gentile worker is cooking food. Okay? So there's a whole shita to aser the neighbor, but to matter the Gentile worker. Now, so first, before we get to that, there's the famous Tosis on page 3, top Tosis. Our third line, Omer Rav Avram Rav David, one of the Ravids, the Vadish Lokas also from Shovik from Vashlo Bebeso. Shu Vashlo Beso Shil Israel in Lochosh, Lola Hastu, Lom Shalchenu, Tvarm Tmein, Lohodolo Rabbeinu Tam. The Vada came to Shovik Kachov and Mavasha, Lohilko Klau Kachom, Penishus Israel, Shus Akum, Gil Olam Yesh Lochosh, Shemazoga, Bebeso, Shal Israel, Kumbeso Shalakum. So the Ravid here has a kula that Bishul Akum only is also in a goy's house. But if the goy is cooking in the Jew's house, and usually that's very often the case that comes up with the non-Jewish maid. He's cooking, so then the whole din of Bishul Akum doesn't apply, says the Ravid. And the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. So that's one cooler that's used. I mean, this cooler, as a Rabbi pointed out, is not viewed as such a strong cooler. It's a weaker cooler. You know, this weaker din, we really don't really hold from this Ravid. Okay? But, you know, you can always throw it up, throw it on the, you know, looking for sniff him, so. But it's more weak. But that's one shita that's out there. Then you have the concept of shvachos. Employer, hired work. So take a look at the Yisuf Heter on page 11. Thank you. Yisrael sheyesh lo shifcha eino Yehudis shemevashals lo yidinus anoshim lios motzo eitzel ha'esh machshirin oso. So there's a kula if you let her cook. So the simple one shot that the Haggos is explaining is that, yeah, once you have the Geisha worker, so the woman will always come by to look what's going on, and she'll do a little stoking, a little flipping.
Did the Jewish woman always come by?
Yeah, the Balabasta. Some stoking, if you hold stoking is good. And so maybe that's as far to be mako. But then the Rashba on page 12. Speaks about shvachos haknuyos lano im dinan ke ever orel. What's the din of a shvachos haknuyos? They have a din of an eved. So he says, what are you talking about? You talking about for Shabbos purposes? What are you talking about? Shuv lo nisbar loshen hashela leizah inyan hu hashela. What is it? He's speaking about Hilcha Shabbos, that there's a nisr for your Eved Knani to do malacha for you. So is that what he's talking about? That these shvachas have a din of shivcha knanis? So he says, "In shvisa ta omek lomesh and yed mitzuvim al shvisosim b'lachteinu hareil vaday b'chlal asurim b'lachis Yisrael ke Eved Orel alfa pishesh meirosein shasvurim lomar b'chal Eved Orel shein onu." So he says, yeah, for sure, that's us to feed them to do Moloch on Shabbos min HaTorah. So he says, no, it could be that for Bishul Akum is a nafkamina. In other words, for Shabbos, for sure, it would be a problem that you own the woman. So it's not just a hired worker, but he wants to say a klal that the only time there's a din of chasnas is when they're doing it for their own, they're cooking for the Jew out of their own kindness, of cooking for the Jew. But if they're an employed worker, so there's no kir vadas. So therefore there's no gzera. He says, Mikom mokom intervim chuvar meineinu veina anu somchim al zeh. Asher nogim anu isur b'shuleim afil b'diavit. So he says that could be the discussion, but he doesn't think it's such a good kula. But that could be another kula, that all employed workers, there's no din of Bishul Akum. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, this is brought down on page 17, Halacha Dalad, Sif Dalad. Says Yesh Misha Matya Bishvacha Shalonov Yesh Misha Osir Vafil B'Diev. So we saw there was a svar to be makel that the Rashba quoted, and at the end he says he doesn't like it and we should be machmir Vafil B'Diev. And then the Shach has a discussion. Bishvacha Shalonov Shaknus Lano the Melacha the Omer HaMechavin Yisrael Hu Umusa Lav B'Shavus Mer HaTorah. So he says, Hanach shfachas ma'ariv hamachaber. Lo b'shachas shalana k'rabas shalana shein knuyas lanu. So it has to be that the shfachas are knuyas lanu. We own them, not just we're paying them for working. Actually, niskeru l'shana v'ein anu tzhar b'leim b'shabas. These are the shachas and rabbi d'yevad yesh nusma chadivei matirin lasi shachas shfachas shalana. Maybe it only applies to shvachas knuyas. Tzarech lomim dekhoi ha-shvachas d'mayim b'chaber, or as lomim d'yesh lismach ha-divay matim v'yishul ha-yakum Beis Yisrael, or maybe it's the kula of Beis Yisrael. That's another svara, why shvachas could be okay. In Amei Rav lo dikta, but the ikra demilsa samach ha-taymer d'yevshu shal v'yichata, or that could be relying on the svara of the Yafshah Shikata, the Balabais. Then he says, Yesh me Ramsey the Matirim, the Shvachas, Mitan, Dein, Yisra, Mishum, Bishu, Yakum, Ela, Osa, Bim, Sono. That's that svar that was, the Rashba had, that he rejected. Kumokam, Intervein, Mechuvar, Menom, Sokam, Azev. Anonogim, Yisra, Fil, Bidiyav, that's the Rashba. Kain, the Chuvas, the Rashba. Ufiza, Yesh, Lom, the first, Hamati, Shekhasam, Chaber, who Mitan, So it could be that that's the sheet that the Rashba's quoting, that it's mutter. That's what the Ramah is saying, b'di'evit yish lusmach adivei matirim. And the Chab himself, Yesh Mishol Shafir B'dievet, that's that same Svara. And so it could be the Rashba is working with, the Chab is working with that Svara. So there is this Svara that's, you know, found in Shulchan Aruch, you know, about the, so this Svara is given more weight, as Rav Abadi pointed out, than the Svara of Beis Akum, the Svar of Shvachas, that Svar that's quoted in the Rashba, even though the Rashba himself rejects it. And in Mela, Rav Abadi has in his Truba, Rav Abadi Yosef has here, page 31, Rav Abadi. The Svar di Shirotza Lachol B'chasana. Again, the assumption was that a lot of the chasanas, the food is cooked by the Gentiles. Well, the misada sheisham tabach goy v'abashkiachu Ashkenazi, the shitosam maspik hadlaka sha'esh, the svardim lo ha'im yachol lechol sham. It's true v'efshar gam v'svardim lismoch al zeh, kim sheish lana beis tzodim l'hokil. Echad das haramad asiyas eish sagi. Right, we have the sheet of the Ramah that making the fire is good. And second, Beis Shitus Sharishon Deinko Alaskin Polim Din Bishlakum Hafil Him Enim Knulim Yisrael. Because the Svara, in other words, that Svara of Birtsono is just if he works for you, then you don't have to own him, because that's the whole idea. It's only if he's doing it out of his kind heart. So, and Rav Avadi Yosef has this idea as well. It's a whole true page 30. Came to Israel to whom a shkiach alakashus madiga atzma was a eish. Then he writes, like he said, v'im kibu was a eish tzorech l'hizar she Yisrael yachzor v'vikenem amach me'al atzma tovo lo v'rocha. You know, this is, you know, so he has the tziruch of the kula. But Rav Abadi told me he didn't want to just be makel with the din of Beis Yisrael. But usually, Because he didn't want to necessarily make a sfeik to stodim to base Israel with the schirim. So you say the Jew didn't put on the fire. Say the guy put on the fire, but the svar the base Israel and the schirim. So that he didn't want to. But the two things he was mitzarif, as we saw, is the schirim and the ramah. Those two shittas. But the ma'isa, at the end of the day, as he's right, the machver tova labracha, because it's, you know, it's not pashut that the svarim should really be, especially Mechaber didn't even like the, you know, basically he boxed out the other shita also. I mean, so it's two shitas he really doesn't hold like, and all of a sudden put them together to get a heter is, you know. If you need a heter, then you can get a heter. If you can somehow, you know, get it without that, then tavol of bracha. Okay, and then there's a discussion about the kalim. Say somebody used the kalim for bishalachim. You have to be machshir the kalim. So Shulchan Aruch quotes the different sheetas, page 20. Kalim shibishum hamakum. So the simple pshat is that tzrichim hechsher, to stam v'yeshomrim, halacha k'stam. Even though everybody has a tshuva where he's makel, because he holds that it's any time it'll be batal already, the time of the bishalachim will be that's nivel on the kli will be batal, and the you know, so he I don't know if I put the tshuva in here or not, did I? But he's making like the other shita, but the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is l'chumra, because it's a stam v'yeshomrim. Halacha k'stam, but
what?
In other words, say you it was a mistake that a non-Jew cooked in your house food, kosher food. So where it was an issue of bishalachim, now do you have to do heksher kalim to it? So, so the 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, Macholchis Rishonim, and so he's making, everybody's making in the tshuva. Stam Shulchan Aruch is machbeva. You can take a look at the tshuva or Yitzchak, he's makel. Not to have to do, but the Pashup Shah, the Shulchan Aruch seems to do. So he has a whole cheshbon of what if he makel, based on, I think, bishlachim being batel, and being that the amount that will come into the food will be batel, if I'm not mistaken.
What's that if, let's say, someone Ashkenazi,
right. In other words, I would think if you're a purist and say that needs this, so
So even though the Ashkenazi, so he can't
even Ashkenazi from.
Right, so meaning then the Ashkenazi can't even make food for the Sfaradi after, because.
But for himself.
Because, that was saying, I mean, he relies on the on who he lights the fire.
Right.
And the Sfaradi doesn't, because that's the Pasha's Samachaber. Right?
Right.
So he can't even now cook in that. He can't even invite his Sfaradi friend over to his house and cook for him. Forget about the guy, because now, copy the Sfaradi, his Kalim are also.
The Rambam quotes again about the cooking for the Chol on Shabbos. That's mutter for a bari. In that same sentence,
dying. Over Chacham Shabbishal Chol on Shabbos, mutter on Mutzai Shabbos, a feel of the bari, him shum the Shalachim. Chol Gav and Hekir Ikra. Okay.
And
then it could be we'll just rely on the fact that there's schirim and put that in the mix.
But all these, those aren't like front door heterim.
Right, so.
Or a spark.
Right, a back door heterim.
Right, so is it, would it be Tal Abracha they shot a separate kelim? Or Tal Abracha is Sfaradi Nazi by Ashkenazi?
It could be. If then this is the case in Shulchan Aruch where the Haggadah three times is. I think this is the only time in Shulchan Aruch where it's mentioned. If you do on Tez Zayin, if you do Bishul Akum, Kli Cheres, Magila Sholosh Panim. That's that. That's the klicheres. You can be klicheres. She ain't ikra manatara. There's a bli of a drabanon. You could do hagolah gimel ponim. So that whole hagolah gimel ponim is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Bishalachim. That's where it's mentioned. And the other extension is extending it to ain't a benyomo and things like that. But the real case that is mentioned is Yerushalmi and Trumas, right? And it's mentioned here in Bishlakim. Bishlakim is a pure Drabana. Then we're discussing coffee. We discussed a little bit of coffee. What's the heter? The coffee was made by a goy. So the Pri Chadash says, So the question is, the coffee is not the lafis bo sapas. Page 21. Claudius, etc. So, basically, certain things you don't need. You know, it's not an. Somebody give the heter that it's not a lafis bos apas coffee. You don't spread the coffee on your bread. Some say that no, but if it has its own chashivas, then it doesn't need to be a malafis as a pas. Like you eat the dessert.
kinuach suda, so you don't put the dessert on the bread. He said it's not chashivas. Came the chashiva to also be torah machal. The dvar haboyim the kinuach suda she'ena masuim alafis, but the gamayin haboyim torah machal. Shita veisbu mishum bishalakim she'ena dam zamin aleim. So it depends. So if it's a machal, it doesn't have to be lachis. But things that are just snacks, they're not part of the Tavshili Hasuda, they're just, kinuach, so that doesn't have the chashivas, so then he says, then it's not going to be bishalachim. It's not going to be another heter for like potato chips. It's not lachim, no one eats potato chips with. Right, so no one might eat rice with bread either, but the rice is a chashivas, so that will have a din bishalachim. But the potato chips is a kinuach.
So
you're
saying
that the coffee does have a din bishalachim? Wait, so we'll see. So if it's something that's so that's his yisod that he says here that. Lafis bos hapas is if it's a liftan. If it's not a liftan, it's a machal b'fnei atzmo, then it has its own chashivas. So you'll invite someone for that. But for kinuach, but if it's only kinuach and it's bishul, then not. So if you look at the Pichadus on page 25, on the left side, Pisa Mutta Lishpa Zakavi Reza Akhim Chapri Kedo Yechit Kumor Shukai. Mutta Lishpa Zakavi Reza Akhim Chapri Kedo Yechit Kumor Shukai. So Mokam Eina Osir Lachis Bosa Pas. Kein Leis Bei Mishum Bishalakim. Not enough is supposed to pass. And then it might be also that it's bottled to the water. I think Rabbi Bari told me some people eat the beans, kimosh hukai. I don't know how many people do that, but you put some sugar and then they told me what's that. I don't know. But this idea that it's bottled to the water, or it's. It's not lafis bosa pas, and they ask a stira from this one, this prechadish, the other prechadish, because the other prechadish says it's not it could be he's not like what Ari was saying, maybe he doesn't consider it a chashivas. So then, in the end of the day, if it's not lafis bosa pas, it's not lafis shivas b'fnei atzma, then it wouldn't be a problem.
So those are some of the coolest, that it's maybe it's not Lalafe Sposa Pas, or it's Batal to the water, it's Nechal Kemo Shulchai, as everybody said. So those are some coolers about the coffee. And Rav Avadi Yosef talks about these things in that Shuvin Yichavadas. And he discusses those the prechodoshes and the paragadvaz, you can see in the tshuva here. Okay, and then the other thing we did basically. Okay, so these are the main inyanim. Okay, so
just one question. So if the guy is cooking, let's say he has to warm something up in the microwave. So
microwave, thanks for reminding me. Yeah, microwaves, yeah. So the discussion of the microwaves based on the din of Shulchan Aruch that says that you need esh, that you don't say bishul akum by kovush, you need esh. So some want to say, yeah, on page 20, Rav Harfenis discusses this in the Sefer. Dag shemilcho, teresh neishnam. He says, "Maliach einukum rosech b'zeir gezul. Mavushan einukum mavushal. Gam kovash einukum mavushal. To also el bishul shal eish." So Rav Harfenis in the Sefer discusses somewhat of mimatir microwave based on that. Rav Abay thought we should be machmir in microwaves. That the guy cooks something in microwaves, if it doesn't have any of the other heterim, he's told me if he thinks we should go for in microwaves and treat it like bishul akum. But see, that was one thing I left out, and you got it. Okay, Rabbi, so today was the last shear of the basim chol component, which included pas akum and bishul akum and heksha kelim and basim chol. So Rabbi Tuchman will be here to take your name down. Please put your cell phone number as well, so in case we need to change, to take a bechina on Monday morning, Monday after Shavuos, right? That Monday morning, 9 till 11. We'll start with that slot, right? So then I have to give the June's manshir at 11. Those that can't fit in from 9 to 11, I'll have to put them in a different slot. 12:30. I have a chasna later out of town, so we have to, And okay, if you can't make it, that's the day we should all take it. And those that can't, b'shas hatzorach gadol, will discuss it with Rabbi.